The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Thursday's episode of your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Trading activities on the floor of the Nigerian capital market again closed on a positive note yesterday, as the Osho Index grew further by 0.61% to settle at 26,415.54 points from the previous close of 26,255.11 on Tuesday. Market capitalization likewise grew by 0.61% to close at 13.765 trillion naira from the previous close of 13.681 trillion naira, thereby gaining 84 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 307.72 million units, down by 20.67% from the previous close of 387.9 million units. Value of traded stocks declined by 44.74% to close at 2.8 billion naira from the previous close of 5.07 76 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 4,419, down by 9.83% from the previous close of 4,901 deals. The market break closed positive as 22 stocks gained while 10 stocks declined in their share prices. NEM Insurance and Royal Exchange Assurance both led other percentage gainers with 10% growth to close at 1 naira 87 kobo and 22 kobo respectively. Asad Mansard, FBNH and Ecobank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.80%, 9.71% and 9.26% respectively. Adova PLC led other price decliners, shedding 10% of its share price to close at 15 naira 30 kobo from the previous close of 17 naira. Deep Capital Management and Trust PLC, Consolidated Allmark Insurance and Champs PLC, among other price decliners, also shared their share prices. FBNH traded about 50.25 million units of its shares in 375 deals, valued at about 279.76 million naira. Zenith Bank traded about 49.37 million units of its shares in 761 deals, valued at about 966 million naira. The board of directors of 11 PLC, formerly known as Mobil, says following its meeting held on February 27, it has approved the proposal for the oil firm to voluntarily delist from the Nigerian Stock Exchange. The company, in a statement obtained from the NSE, noted that its decision to exit the Nigerian bourse will be subject to shareholders' approval at the next annual general meeting, slated for June 3rd, according to the notice filed at the exchange. In line with the NSE rules, shareholders of the company will have a 90-day window on voluntary delisting to decide on the exit plan to offer shareholders. In addition to this, the oil company also sought to restructure the company's business by transferring its real estate units to 11 Hospitality Limited, a new subsidiary of the company, for optimum return on investment, while 11 PLC will concentrate more on the downstream sector of its business. Champion Breweries grew profits by 163% in full year 2019. The Breweries, in its full year audited report for the year ended 31st December 2019, made a massive improvement as the firm's profit after tax grew to 168.5 million naira against a deficit of 263.8 million naira recorded in the corresponding period of 2018. This represents a significant growth of 163.88%. The company's financial report, which was made public on March 3rd, 2020, showed that the company's top line figure of 6.9 billion naira recorded in the full year 2019 appreciated by 45.41% when compared to 4.7 billion naira recorded in the full year 2019. The earnings per share advanced by 163.88% from full year 2018's 3 kobo deficit to 2 kobo recorded in the period under review. The current period PE ratio is at 36.71 times and the earnings yield at 2.72% with a stock worth of 79 kobo per unit. No dividend information as at the release date of the company's financial statement for the shareholders. I'll quickly go on a short break, and when I'm back, we shall be talking retirement.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. You're still on Stockwatch, your world class on radio. Let me quickly take you through some steps to prepare for your upcoming retirement. Are you planning to retirement within the next 10 years? Taking this action now could help bolster your portfolio as you approach your planned retirement date. After decades of working and saving, you can finally see retirement on the horizon. But now isn't the time to coast. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years or so, Consider taking these steps today to help ensure that you have what you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement lifestyle. Examining your income sources well in advance of your target retirement date gives you time to make any necessary adjustments. Start by envisioning the kind of retirement you want. Will you work part-time, volunteer, or travel? Next, develop a realistic picture of the financial resources you may need and then determine if your current one will be sufficient to support your plan. If you find there is a gap, think about how to accumulate the additional assets you need or adjust your vision to match your resources. All I believe and would want you also to believe is that there is a great need to prepare for retirement and not just get cut unaware. By analyzing your current expenses, you may identify discretionary items that can be eliminated or reduced. If you look at everything you purchased over the course of a month, you may be surprised at how much you can cut back to have more money to invest for your retirement. Here are some steps to consider when you are approximately 10 years away from retirement. Make sure you have diversified and investing for growth. It can be tempting to shy away from stocks to reduce risk, but the growth that stocks may provide is still important at this stage of your life. Consider maintaining a sound mix of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other assets that fits your risk tolerance. Examining your income sources well in advance of retirement gives you time to adjust your plans if necessary. A well-balanced portfolio may help you weather downturns and potentially generate the kind of income that you need to cover expenses in a retirement that could last far more than 3 decades. Please note that diversification does not ensure your profits or protect against loss in declining markets, but you can't and should not outrightly ignore this option. Take full advantage of retirement accounts. When possible, increase your retirement or pension contribution up to the maximum capacity allowed by your pension scheme. If you are 50 or older at any time during a calendar year, rules for catch-up contributions let you set aside more than the usual contribution. As you near retirement, account consolidation may simplify your investment management and provide a clearer picture of your total retirement assets. Downsize your debt is the third one we'll be talking about. Consider accelerating your mortgage payment so that the loan will be paid off before you retire. To curb debt, you can try paying cash for major purchases, especially when you are close to retirement. By limiting new debts and reducing existing debts, you can minimize the amount of retirement income that will be spent on interest payments. Estimate your retirement expenses. Some expenses, such as healthcare, may be higher later in life, while others, such as commuting or clothing costs, may decline. What you need will depend on how you live during retirement. If you expect to travel wildly, for example, your projected costs might even be higher than they are now while you are still working. Consider future medical costs. If you retire at age 65 or older, Medicare will cover the majority of your routine healthcare costs, but you may want to consider supplemental coverage to help pay for your non-routine healthcare expenses, which are likely to rise as you get older. Moreover, Medicare doesn't cover most long-term care costs. Learn more about how you can prepare for healthcare costs in retirement. To help protect your retirement nest egg, consider buying long-term care insurance, which can help with expenses such as home health aids. If you buy coverage now, your premium will be lower than if you wait a few years, and you will be less likely to be rejected by issuers. If you have a health saving account, consider putting in the maximum contribution. The money is tax advantaged, but distributions may be subject to income tax and penalty if they are not used for qualified medical expenses. Money that you don't spend can accumulate with tax-free compounding until you need it during your retirement. Plan where you live. Where you retire could have a big impact on your expenses. For example, if you sell your house in an expensive location and move to a low-cost location, your expenses could decline sharply, perhaps freeing income to pay for other priorities. You may also consider staying in your town or city, but moving to a smaller home that is more financially manageable. On the other hand, you might elect to live in an area with high living costs and taxes so that you can be near grandchildren, or move to a cosmopolitan city, a move that could require you to economize. It is never too late to get started. When your planned retirement date is a decade away, it can seem like a distant event, but it's important to plan carefully and set realistic goals so that time is on your side and can help you have the means to enjoy the sort of retirement you have dreamed of. Even if you start saving and investing for retirement late, or have yet to begin, it's important to know that you're not alone, and there are steps you can take to increase your retirement savings. It's never too late to get started. Let me stop here, and by God's grace, next week, we shall be looking into another aspect of retirement. Tomorrow, Friday, is a day dedicated to answering your questions on this platform. Please send a text message to the following numbers, including your name, location, and question: 0803-22447-23 and 081-6131-8569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can also log on to our website, www.stocksng.com, in case you would like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful write-ups on this website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the following numbers, 0803-224-4723 and 081-6131-8569. They will guide you appropriately on how to join. This is how much time permits us today. Thank you for listening. Until next time, when I surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.